coupons for freedom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Tuesday's election brought mostly conservative victories, but in Seattle, it was the liberals who celebrated when voters adopted a plan for public campaign financing, which will give every Seattle voter a democracy voucher. Ever since the Supreme Court's Corporations Are People decision, there has been this feeling that rich people control everything, that they can buy candidates. I know Donald Trump argues that it's precisely because he is so rich that he can't be bought, but you could also argue that, well, that's because he already is bought. Ah, but in Seattle, ordinary voters will now be empowered with democracy vouchers to blunt the influence of big money. Starting next year, every registered voter in Seattle, rich or poor, will be awarded 4 democracy vouchers, which are coupons worth $25 each when cashed in by a qualified candidate. Candidates who accept them will have to agree to limit themselves to small contributions and various other restrictions, thereby guaranteeing they cannot be bought. And there you have it, honest elections, or at least honest-er elections. By the way, the vouchers are not transferable, and if you try to sell them, you could be found guilty of a crime called trafficking in a democracy voucher. Just try to get a job with that on your record. Now, will this work? I don't know. But it should work, because when every voter, rich or poor, is armed with 4 democracy vouchers, a candidate will know, when he rings that doorbell, he's not just talking to a voter. He's talking to a voter with $100. Take that, rich people. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.